When I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, I don't fall asleep at the wheel like the Junkyard Dog.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hi, this is Stan Hansen from Texas. I hope everybody tunes in to the podcast Throwback.
Turnbuckle
Throwback. I know it because it's been done to me so many times. But Turnbuckle Throwback, tune in to the podcast.
Thank you.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Get to play that music once a year.
Yeah.
I do this every year, but you know whose music that was, right?
That's Michael Myers.
No. There was a famous, not famous, but there was a wrestling team that came out to this music.
A wrestling team?
Yeah, a tag team. WCW, early 90s. I thought I told you this. I thought you knew.
No, I do not. Who is this?
The Samoan SWAT team.
No, they didn't. Did they really?
100%.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, 100%.
That's actually a really brilliant theme to come out to.
Right? Those scary motherfuckers.
I'm going to hold my mic.
Oh, it's messed up, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to hold it.
You sure?
It's okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to hold stuff.
You are. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome. Yeah, it's been a deal.
Fuck October. That's my fuck you wrestler of the week. Fuck October.
Fuck October, he says. It's Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on rantemradio.com. As always, your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philip Gregory Rea, and finally back in the fold.
Gregory Rea? Wow, what? That was, I thought you were going to do the Philip G. Rea, but okay.
Yeah, because they say J, the rant guys keep saying J, and it's fucking G, jerk-offs.
Mooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along by his faithful side, his partner in crime. The pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass.
There it is.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Choppy Albuquerque Margasa is in the house.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a deal. You almost didn't get another show this week.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. So, around 8:25, I get a call from Choppy, frantic. He's like, Logan fell, busted his face. What should I do? I'm like, where's the cut? He tells me where the cut is. I'm like, has it stopped bleeding yet? He says, no, it's been bleeding for about 15 minutes. So obviously Logan doesn't have that much blood in his body. Yeah. So I was like, you might want to go check that out in the hospital. Calls me back 10 minutes later. It's fine. I'm coming. So I was about to do the show by myself because I, you know, I just didn't want. I felt like I needed to do the show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to do the show tonight. You need to do the show tonight.
I do.
The string of bad luck that Choppy had rolled over to me, which no fault to him. And this time, no fault to me either. You know, this is the way it is. So without getting really too personal, only a few people know what's going on. There's going to be a sporadic string of episodes in the next several weeks because I have to relocate and I have to set up Choppy in the same breath because we're not going to be together like we used to be.
Correct.
So once I figure out where I'm going to be living, then I will set that up with Choppy accordingly. He will be live with me on Skype. Hopefully, maybe once a month, we'll get together. We'll do it, hopefully, if time allows us and, you know, transportation and stuff like that. So
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about it. There's certain things that I can't stop doing right now, and this is one of them. I have to do this now because there's a lot of stuff going on, and this is probably one of the things that I need to, you know, take my mind off shit. You have enough room over there, partner?
I think I do.
Yeah, we're in the new digs, but I haven't set up the whole entire shop yet because we're in a finished basement, which is really cool. And it sounds really good down here, right?
Yeah, it sounds. I feel like I'm in parts unknown. Yeah,
you are in parts unknown. Literally, like around the corner from, you know, from
Jabroni Drive.
Jabroni Drive and Truth of Consequences, Staten Island.
Wow, Truth of that's a good place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's been going on, and what else is going on? I did get to watch some wrestling, which is cool. Did you get to watch any wrestling?
Watched Monday Night Raw, which was one of the saddest fucking episodes.
We're going to get into that in a few minutes. But before I get into anything else, I got to thank the Mr. Mandingo, Rob Domingo.
Yes, sir.
Rob invited me to a very special event last week, which was the day after my fucking terrible string of bad luck. And took the trek out to the Upper East Side of New York City. And Rob invited me to a intimate dinner with Stan the Lariat Hansen and his beautiful wife of 30-some-odd years.
They've been together for that long?
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yeah. And
did she have 9 kids?
He has a couple. He has grandkids. He's like, he has a grandkid now. He's very, very, very...
But his wife is not fat.
No, no, not from that promo, no. His wife is very skinny.
Very skinny woman.
Yeah.
I got a fat wife and 9 kids at home.
So I sat next to Stan Hansen and his wife. I had dinner with Stan Hansen and his wife. I drank alcoholic beverages with Stan Hansen and his wife. And I interviewed Stan Hansen for almost 7 minutes.
That must have been beautiful.
And it was all thanks to Rob and his pal Miku-san from Sushi U on the Upper East Side. It's a really fine establishment if you like Japanese food. And I had acai beer for the first time.
You never had acai?
No.
It's very good.
Oh, my goodness.
When I used to drink, it was really good. Oh, it's good.
Me and Rob had several, and the waitresses were amazing. Dude, we had like these little 4-ounce glasses.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't stop. Like, my cup was never half full, less than half. It was always... They kept filling it for me.
Good for you.
Yeah, and then Rob had some kind of, maybe try some kind of Japanese vodka. I took 2 sips. I was like, Jesus Christ, like moonshine.
No, he can fucking drink that motherfucker.
Yeah, we got lit up. We went and got cookies afterwards.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
How did it feel to hold that Triple Crown?
I held the Triple Crown Championship.
How good did I feel?
I felt like $1 million.
Phil Choppy, I actually went through some...
Oh, Shaylin's in the room. Hi, Shaylin. I went through some rough days. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry.
We've all been in the hospital. You're not the only one, Shaylin.
Yeah, both sides. Psychiatric and regular.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, everybody, just, you know, let's get through this month. Let's finish this year. Let's, hopefully, 2019 is big. And, well, we're going to start 2019 pretty big with the Rumble, and we're going to set up for Mania, and... We got a lot of stuff that we have planned. G1, it's going to be a good time. Let's just hope we're all in good spirits. We can do it. And yes, Rob, we need a win. I need a lot of shit. So Yeah. So, we need some wins. We need some wins. So, what else is going on? I did watch wrestling. I did watch the throwback this afternoon. I didn't get to watch the UK NXT stuff yet.
I saw the first match.
Yeah.
On that, on the first episode, it was okay. I still gotta get it. I gotta get through the whole episode. See how it is. Was it Mark Andrews against this big lumbering oaf?
Yeah, you know what? And another thing I forgot, it was Nick's birthday last week. And I know we wished him a happy birthday on Facebook, but we didn't get to wish him a happy birthday on the show because we weren't here.
So happy birthday, my friend. Happy belated.
I'm actually going to be down in Nick's area in a couple of weeks.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go down there for a weekend. Nick and I have a mutual friend. That's how I met Nick. I've known Tara for like 30 years, over 30 years, actually. And she suggested after the string of bad luck, she wants you to come down and hang out for a weekend. You know, and we got together. Nick and I are going to get together. I spoke to him yesterday. So, yeah. So, you know, things are moving and shaking. I've been watching a lot of DC Universe, just movies, just, you know. And Daredevil. I'm in, like, the 8th or 9th episode of Daredevil.
I still have yet to see it. I heard it's amazing.
I'm telling you, man. The show just gets better and better. If you have an opportunity, and Netflix has the thing now where you can download episodes to your device,
so that way you don't have to wait and for a network to pop up.
And it's smart, and they call it smart download. So if you leave your Wi-Fi on, and let's say you're watching episode 6,
mm-hmm.
it'll download 7 and 8 for you.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, you could go into the options and change it, but I didn't have to. So I did that, and I have to catch up with Mayans. I haven't seen Mayans.
All right, Chaylin, I hope you have a good night. Thank you for joining us for the couple of minutes. I'm surprised you were actually on.
Yeah, she said she had the night shift tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. Retail sucks. I'm sorry, Chaylin. And she's going to be getting busier, too, with the holidays coming up.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sure she's getting all worked up for that.
Yeah, so Daredevil was, from what I hear, I have a couple of friends of mine who told me that the guy who plays Bullseye is a fucking badass.
Well, I haven't gotten a Bullseye yet, but I'm going to tell you something now. If Vincent D'Onofrio, and I've been praising D'Onofrio for 3 years now.
He's great.
If he doesn't get an Emmy
for the show
for this season, they're retarded.
Just a fun fact: the guy who I thought you already knew. I thought you had gotten to the point that where you saw Bullseye or
no. There's an imposter Daredevil, but I don't know if that's Bullseye. It probably is.
Yeah.
It's probably him. Yeah. But I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Fuck, man. I've ruined it for you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I kind of figured that, but...
You want to hear a fun thing?
Sure.
So apparently the production on that job had to be on hold for a little bit because he was practicing punches on a wall.
That is him. There's actually one scene in his apartment where he puts his hand through the wall.
You know, in that one scene, he was practicing to do that one part in the scene.
Yeah.
He broke his hand because he accidentally punched a beam.
Holy shit.
He broke his fucking hand. And it was not a wooden beam. It was a metal beam.
Speaking of broken hands, has you?
Oh, my Roman Reigns glove? Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. I have a plate and 4 screws in there right now and some pins.
All right, dear Lex Luger.
I feel super.
All right, Lex.
Superman punch.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, Lex.
Lex.
I
broke the 4th and 5th metacarpal.
Yeah, I told everybody last week. I said, you know, when you do manual labor or you're an athlete, probably you heard me on the air. If you manual labor or you do like you're an athlete and you break something, like you know you break something. When you called me and said, Phil, I think I broke my hand. Kind of knew you broke your hand. Because there are people, like Brielle's going to call me and be like, Phil, I think I broke my hand. Go check that out. Or like Rob, Phil, I think I broke my hand. No, you didn't break your hand. Go have that checked out. Because they're not really, you know, manual labor people.
Yeah.
You know. But you see what I'm saying? Like, so when you said you broke your hand, I knew you broke your fucking hand.
Dude, when the adrenaline left my body, I was in so much fucking pain. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I did surgery on me 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
I woke up in the middle of surgery.
They only gave you a local, right?
Yes.
They didn't give you the mask.
So what was the most painful thing about that whole surgery? Was the nerve blocker. That was it.
Yeah.
They put the injection. They put a syringe in my neck. They used a sonogram to find my nerve.
Correct.
They shot these bubbles into my fucking arm.
Yep.
I felt a pain in my chest, in my right chest, and all of a sudden you just I felt like I was having a heart attack, but anyways. And all of a sudden I just felt my right arm just go completely numb. I was fine with that. I'm sleeping. I fell asleep, whatever. I was just tired because I didn't get a good night's sleep anyways. So even if they had given me, if they hadn't, they had not given me that local anesthesia, I still would have fallen asleep anyways. So I was very surprisingly calm. Go in, I wake up, all of a sudden I hear, vzzz, I'm like, nope, going back to sleep.
When they put the power tools on, you know, it's some serious shit.
Yeah, and then on top of that, I did not take any pain meds throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm the same way. Like, I could take, like, the Tylenol and shit, whatever, but I'm not really into the oxycodones and all that shit because, you know, it makes me feel weird.
Yes.
Like, it makes me get, I get nauseous, I get dizzy, like, I get lightheaded.
The first one I took, the first night of the surgery, after the surgery, the first night, I took an oxy, and it didn't do shit. My whole arm was on fire. So I was like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not taking this anymore. So I didn't take it. So then Saturday, I didn't sleep. Friday to Saturday, I didn't sleep well. Saturday, I started to feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Sunday, I had no pain. By Monday, I was good to go.
Yeah, I was texting you every day, making sure you were good, because, you know, it's...
I'll tell you right now, I've been using Siri a lot more often than texting people.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to text. It's terrible.
It's got to suck.
I never realized how much I needed my right hand until this fucking ordeal happened to me. let me rephrase it. Until I did this to myself.
Yeah. So we're not going to do that no more, right? We're going to be...
No, and I'm not going to go lose my cool anymore.
Good boy. Good
I think
boy.
I would have killed the motherfucker if I hadn't.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people like, yeah, you know, your adrenaline. I was like, yeah. I was telling Rob to him, like, man. I said he really had to be pissed off for him to break.
Can I just say I blacked out? I literally just went. It's just all black.
Yeah, no, dude. See the scar that's here on my.
Yes.
I put my hand through a car window.
Oh, I believe it.
I got mad.
Oh yeah,
I punched the car window. That poor car did nothing to me.
Poor hand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but still, that guy woke up to a broken window.
Aw.
But either way, no, I did the same thing when I was your age. No, actually, I was a lot younger, actually. Like, maybe 22, 20, 25. I was so mad.
It was just, you know, this event, the event that made me break my hand, it was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
It was like one week, this motherfucker embarrassed me in front of an assistant director. Pretty much saying, like, we were supposed to remove two tables off the set. There was three. And he was like... Hey Richie, you think we should have three tables on the fucking set? And then Richie's like, no, we'll wait until the director shows up. And he's like, no, let's get rid of it. Hey Andre, do your job, and why don't you come over here and do your job? I was like, strike one, strike two. He did something similar the next week. Then strike three is when he was like, and the thing is, he was one of the higher ups, so I literally just started throwing shit all over the room, and I punched a roadie box, which flew across the room. By the way,
obviously,
because I have retard strength.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I hear.
And so that's what happened, and then, and then after I had broken my hand, he comes up to me, he's like, what'd you do to yourself? I was like, why don't you go fuck yourself before I use my left hand on you? And then he walked away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Good for you.
Thanks. And then after that, Brielle had a rotted tooth. She had to go take care of that.
Yeah.
And then the kid ended up with Coxsackie. And then... She got food poisoning, and then the kid falls on his face today.
Yeah.
It's just a string of, like, bad luck. And then my car battery died on my Subaru. That's another thing.
Jesus.
The month of October has been a complete shit fest.
Yeah, we only got a couple of days left, so.
Fuck this month, man.
Yeah, fuck 2018.
Anyways, so you said Daredevil's good.
Yeah, Daredevil was good. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it, I should say. I'm up to episode 8 or 9. So,
all right, good. And then just to let you know, go start watching some NXT because Bobby Fish is back.
Bobby Fish is back, I heard, yeah.
And he's a force to be reckoned with right now.
Good. I'm glad.
Cost the War Raiders the NXT tag team titles.
Yeah. Oh, they did win.
No, they cost it. He cost it.
He cost them the titles.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So then, this week, EC3 felt the wrath of Undisputed Era. All four of them whooped his ass.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, NXT, the Undisputed Era is the Four Horsemen right now.
Oh, it's pretty dope.
It's awesome to watch.
Good for them, man.
They're great.
I'm hoping Adam Cole's champion by January.
I'm hoping Adam Cole gets
Is he still the North American champion?
No, Ricochet is.
Oh, Ricochet beat him right at the last event.
So, have you ever seen? Did you see the triple threat between him, Pete Dunne, and Ricochet?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god!
Yes, I saw that.
Fantastic matchup.
Yep.
So, yeah. And Pete Dunne, right now, I think Pete Dunne is the longest champion in the WWE right now.
Yeah.
He's almost up to 2 years.
Well, they started, I didn't see the new UK NXT, but that should be getting interesting now. Because
yeah.
Because I'm
pretty sure he'll drop the belt eventually on NXT UK.
He's going to have to. I mean,
he's so over with the American crowd. I don't see him staying with NXT UK for too long.
No, let him pass the buck to somebody else over there in Europe, and then let him stay in the States and be a fucking monster.
I still didn't see the match between him and Noam Dar, which was on episode one, but I heard the match was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Noam Dar is a pretty solid. Yeah.
Our boy, well, actually, not my boy. I never care for the guy, but what's his name? Canellis.
I'm telling you, I love Mike Bennett, man. Mike that was
Bennett
my dude.
He's on 205 Live now.
Good for him.
So now I think he's cleaned up his act, and
good
now he's finally on 205 Live. I think he's going to be a better act on the 205 Live crew.
Yeah.
I'm good for both of them. You know, they deserve to be, because we haven't really seen him on TV except for a couple of run ins when he's trying to stop two wrestlers from killing each other in the ring. I don't know if you've noticed it on Raw, but he's been appearing here and there on Raw.
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't watched Raw except for. Well, you finished. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And now he's on 205 Live, so I'm happy for him.
I got a call from my cousin. Actually, I called my cousin in Florida
mm-hmm.
on Monday night, and I was on the boat. And I was like, yes, you know, just telling him what's been going on with me and everything. And he was giving me his 2 cents. Then he said to me, he goes, do you watch Raw when you get home? I'm like, no, wait till Friday, till my podcast. He goes, you might want to put on Raw tonight.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, what happened? He goes, bad stuff happened. I'm like, really? Like, he goes, no, like, for real, like, real life bad stuff. I'm like, no shit. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to ruin it for you. Because I didn't look at Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
So I get home and I put it on and I was like, holy shit. Like, you know, and I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook, but
yeah,
I said it took a blood cancer.
It took a life-threatening disease
to put this guy over.
Nothing can get this guy over, but you want to know, over, and what we mean by over, we mean over as a baby face, you know? Because the man is over, just not in the way that the company wants him to be over as.
Right. Because the fans pretty much dictate what's, you know, how do guys get over.
And that's when I posted up on our page, the throwbacks page, and I said, is it safe to assume that now everyone is a fan of Roman Reigns?
Yeah, and people really got into it with you. And that was cool. You know what I liked? That people were brutally honest, right?
Which is fine.
Which is cool. Which
I love that.
That's what we live for. And we can hold a healthy conversation with our peers and our friends. However, when I opened up the internet, initially, when I found out the news, it was like a shit show. I was like, you people make me sick. People make me sick in general lately.
Yeah.
I lost faith in the human race the last 8 days of my life anyway. But, you know, when an actor comes out of character and does something, you know, off color, or let's say he or she is, you know, maybe they're doing something like they're activists or this, you know, whatever the case may be, wherever is not in their realm of their field of work, their actors, their actresses, or whatever. This guy is basically the cover, the poster boy of WWE right now.
Correct.
Okay. So this is the hand guy. This is the guy they wanted. This is the guy they put the rocket ship on and whatever. It's not his fault that he's limited in certain ways. And stop, guys. Do me a favor. Stop with the five moves of doom, because I grew up with the five moves of doom. Okay? Every one of my favorite wrestlers outside of Flair had the five moves of doom. Okay?
Even Bret Hart, of all people, had
everybody,
five.
Everybody had a move set. Okay? It's part of the fucking act.
Even Shawn.
Yeah. Stop saying, oh, he's got five moves of doom. His move set. He's a fucking, he's a sports entertainer, he's a pro wrestler. That's their gimmick. That's what they do. That's what they practice in the ring. That's what people have done for decades.
And he's not the only one.
He's not.
Austin's done it. John Cena's done it. He's done it. Brett, HBK, everybody.
I've never seen this guy botch something.
I've never seen him have a bad match lately. He's been having
great matches
all the time.
Everybody has bad matches, but I've never seen him to the point where I can't watch a match. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Like, it's not like that with him. It never was. Whether he was with the Shield or by himself, heel, face, whatever you want to call him, tweener, you know, but the poor guy is, he's your age.
Yes, he is.
And he's fucking got blood cancer. And not for nothing, blood cancer is not a, it's maintainable. It's, it, you can regulate it.
It goes into remission.
But you cannot
get rid of it.
Get rid of it. My grandfather died of leukemia, and it was, this is when, in the 80s, when they didn't get it right away. So within 3 or 4 months of his diagnosis, he was dead. He was only 40-something years old. So, you know, there's, I mean, we've made leaps and bounds, you know.
I pray that he can come back after this, because if he comes back, he's going to be the most over babyface in that fucking company.
If he comes back, you know, I don't care what role it is. You know, whatever role it is, it, you know, whether it's whatever, I don't care. If he comes back and performs, it's a win for everybody.
Correct. I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
He's too young of a dude. He's got 3 kids at home.
Does he have 3 kids?
Yeah, he had twins.
He just had twins.
Yeah. But, and then people were complaining about the heel turn that Ambrose did on Rollins the same night. See, I said, listen. I'll let you talk, but
do your thing.
Here's my thing too, man. You got to take the heat off people. You got to change the scene up. This was supposed to happen. So that was supposed to happen. Roman Reigns announcing he had cancer wasn't supposed to happen. So that part of the show had to happen to progress the storyline. People like, oh, you know, to take it away from Roman Reigns. No, this was part of the script. This was going to happen whether he announced he had cancer or not.
I have a different opinion.
Okay.
Well,
good. We did. Good.
I think it was in poor taste, and it wasn't take away from Roman's thing. There, you got to remember, people were just still taking, just soaking in the news of what happened to Roman, and I'm pretty sure that was the whole talk within the audience of what was going on with Roman. And then and keep in mind, they had done promos that night, you know, mentioning Roman, that they were going to win the belts for Roman. And then to actually have him turn heel, don't get me wrong, it was shocking. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it because I didn't think they were going to do it, considering what Roman had just announced. And then it kind of rubbed me a wrong way a little bit because, I mean, you're pulling on people's heartstrings with Roman's story, and then all of a sudden you kind of like switch it up on them. And they're like, what the fuck? Why would he do that? And then people were shocked. You know, they were, but I don't know, it kind of rubbed me a wrong way a little bit, but I was fine with it after I realized that what kind of storylines we're going to be getting now.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it as a...
For long-term? Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
I think I have it mapped out in my own mind of what I want to see. I see Rollins winning the Royal Rumble and then going for the title at WrestleMania 35. And the person that he's going to fight for the belt is probably going to be Dean Ambrose, because Dean Ambrose is going to be the number one heel in that company.
With Kevin Owens out.
Yes.
With the double knee surgery.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. With Braun Strowman getting cheered more than he's being booed.
Correct.
It was a perfect scenario.
I agree.
Okay. And I'm going to and I agree with everything you said. I agree that should happen. I'm going to put one more caveat in there. Finn Balor.
What do you think is going to happen with Finn?
Finn might be the X factor. Finn might be the champ.
He could think
be,
so?
I think so. I think he'll win the Royal Rumble.
That's a huge shock. I'm surprised you said that, because I did not even equate him put him in that equation.
He can win the Rumble and get Ambrose at Mania.
Okay.
Or Rollins can win the Rumble.
I'm thinking Rollins.
But Finn Balor, listen, they need to shit or get off the pot with him, and I've been saying this for months and months and months and months. He never got a fucking title shot after he got hurt, okay? They're throwing him in the beginning of the fucking pay-per-views. He's getting like Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Where Daniel Bryan was like, oh, they're giving Daniel Bryan all the shit feuds. I'm like, this guy is a fucking world-class athlete. This guy was a main attraction in Japan. This guy can move like a heavyweight, and he's basically a cruiserweight.
You want to know something? He was the main attraction in New Japan without even being the IWGP heavyweight champion. He was just one of those draws just that could just draw a crowd without being the heavyweight champion.
You know, if he was still there in Japan and taking nothing away from Kenny Omega. He's the
best. He would have been the IW. 100%. Completely agree.
100%.
Completely agree with that.
100%. And then you even if AJ was still there, I think he'd still be the fucking champion.
Absolutely.
So that's how much stock I have in Finn Balor. I've always liked him. I'm a fan.
Me too.
Yeah. So they got to throw it in there. But I think all of that you said should happen with Finn Balor being in the mix.
Another turn I want to mention is the babyface turn of Elias.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, too, with Baron Corbin being the GM and whatnot. Like, they have to pick and choose what they're flip-flopping people. Elias is over regardless.
I think he's at that point where he's over. And I think it was time for him. Like, I think he should have won a belt before they
the IC title. Yeah. That's fair.
Because he was so over that he should be a champion.
That's fair. So things have to start progressing. You know, now it's getting, and I said this on last week's show, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, that, you know, it's the downtime now.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and January.
Yep.
They have to start telling some stories and getting people back in the fold in order for stuff to progress to Rumble, to Mania season next year.
Yeah.
Which brings me to, well, you know, I'm going to flip-flop because I want to talk about Evolution pay-per-view on mm-hmm. Sunday, but which brings me to Crown Jewel.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Pastor Sydal said that they should have waited until next week or do it at the, or Rob should have did a Crown Jewel. Pastor Sydal said they should have waited until next week or perhaps a rewrite. But that's the way to grab heat. That's old school. 100% accurate. And that's why Pastor Dell and I agree a lot because we're the same age. I agree. Was it in bad taste? Choppy's opinion. A lot of people felt like you felt Chop. A lot of people felt like it was in bad taste. But now Crown Jewel is all fucked up because it was supposed to be the Roman Reigns. Now it's going to be Brock and Strowman and... This puts a little bit of a spin on things. You know, Braun Strowman should win the title.
Yeah.
He should win the title, the Crown Jewel. And he should be the champion at least until the Rumble. Okay.
All right.
And politics aside, you really can't tell a publicly traded company, you know, where to run their shows. You know, politically, it's fucked up. That guy got murdered. It's a sad state of affairs. The Saudis basically covered it up. The fucking guy got jacked up. No one's talking about it, but like it's pretty much common knowledge right now. We're not at war, obviously, but you know that's because politics prevent accountability.
Look
who runs the country, and that and the fact that WWE. Got a ginormous payday.
It's like $25 million a game.
I heard it was $50 million.
It's $50 million.
To the point where they threw Hogan money and he's back in the fold.
I mean, Sean is, from what I heard, Sean is getting $1 million. Taker's getting two. I think Kane is getting $1 million. I mean, they could you imagine what Rey Mysterio might be getting for this pay-per-view? There's a tournament going on to become considered the best in the world. There's a lot of money being thrown around for this event. Don't be surprised, man. No, I'm not, man.
I'm not mad at it. My thing is that, you know, you people bought tickets for this, and you know these sheiks and these Arab princes and shit. They invested a ton of money into this thing.
Fucking Arabs.
Yeah. Well, dude.
Will you stop?
Oh, man.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Pastor Dell said, I wish they really wouldn't go over there for safety reasons. That's why John Cena's not going. He refused.
Well, a lot of rumors are going around that Daniel Bryan didn't want to go and John Cena didn't want to go for whatever reasons.
I don't blame him.
I don't know if it's about safety, though.
I can't. It could be. Even if it's political, okay, if you have a choice, right, if you have a choice not to go, and you have it like that, where you don't have to go. Like, Taker can call Vince tomorrow and be like, yo, listen, I'm not happy with this deal. Hogan can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels can do the same
thing. Sure.
Even Kane.
Who's a libertarian.
Even Kane could be like, listen, I'm not happy with the state of affairs right now. I don't want to go. Those guys have clout. Elias can't say that.
No.
You know?
I mean, my man's only been on the main roster for like a year.
You know? Like, guys like that can't say that. The New Day can't say that. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't think so. They're popular, but they don't have like that. They don't have any kind of stroke.
I remember
like that.
When did you hear that story about Hogan going backstage and New Day wouldn't even look at him?
Yeah,
he was wanting to apologize. And they were like, "No, bye bye, bye bye, homie."
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
There you go.
Basically. So, yeah, man. So it's a sad state of affairs They're not even saying the words Middle East anymore, Saudi Arabia. It's just Crown
Jewel.
Even,
they're just calling it Crown Jewel. Not even saying where it's going to be at, because listen, guys, if you get offended by the setting or of where this show is going to be being done, too fucking bad. They're a multi-billion-dollar company. They're publicly traded. They got to get this money.
You have to pick and choose where you lie with like politics and like the whole thing with sports. Like, you know, I'm a sports junkie. You know, everybody knows that.
Of course.
With the whole Kaepernick taking a knee thing, I wasn't going to stop watching football because guys were taking knees. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop me from standing for the anthem. I stand for different reasons, but people will have that right. You know what I'm saying? And I told this to people close to me that we had conversations, and I told this to you too. You have to pick and choose your battles. If you're that invested in your country, in our country, you know, maybe you shouldn't watch WWE or you shouldn't watch these sporting events. Because, I mean, listen, the NBA goes to China, you know.
Yes.
The NHL goes to China. Now, NFL goes to Europe all the time now to have games out there. And, again, I mean, obviously it's apples and oranges, but the same thing is like, you know, if you're gonna run your mouth about it, complain about it, yet you're right. That's your right as a citizen. But like, come on, man. Like, don't hang the company for making money. You know, you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Like, you couldn't knock Nike for throwing a vault at Kaepernick because they knew it was gonna make fucking money,
and they knew it was gonna cause a lot of controversy. They knew,
of course, controversy creates cash, that, man.
They didn't care if people were like, people were literally burning their fucking Nike gear.
Which is stupid. You're not.
You fucking idiots.
You and I have been. We went to that Nike outlet last year. I was like, yo, man, people are paying $200 for sneakers, and we were like, not us, you know. But
fuck that.
I paid the ones I got on my feet. I got for $30 on clearance.
Mine for $40.
Remember that night?
Oh yeah.
So, but you know. When you put things in perspective, man, it's still a form of entertainment. It's still a big part of what we do as fans, and now as podcasters and you know, media people. Like, the media was all over it, you know. And now with WWE getting mainstream coverage from like TMZ and Sports Illustrated and shit like that, now these outlets have a responsibility, but WWE doesn't have to answer to anybody. They
Correct.
Don't. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't. There was nothing risque. There wasn't. You know. They're not doing. It's not the Attitude Era no more. And there's
nope.
no. There's no tits and ass. There's no Katie Vick. There's no fucking DX. Well, not
yeah. No, well,
not DX that we used to say. You know. There's no more Austin and Rock. None of that shit. You know.
I agree, Pastor. You're definitely not burning a $100 jersey from Nike.
Yo, first of all, they're not $100 anymore.
No,
and if you're paying $100, it's a replica, okay? The real ones are like $3, you know?
Yeah, I would refuse to pay $3.
Right. Some people do, some people don't. It is what it is. It's, you know, you're right, you know?
By the way, I don't know if you've read any of these rumors that are going around. Well, what's going on is when SmackDown goes to Fox, I don't know, I think it's next year?
I think it's next year, yeah.
Okay, so apparently Fox wants to see less storylines from what I read. And more sporting related match, like more matches, less stories.
But they can do that,
which is fine.
But they can do that in a 2-hour show. All you got to do is cut the fucking promos in half.
Yeah, the promos can be, instead of being a 20-minute promo at the beginning of the show, make it 5 minutes.
You know, Nitro used to fit fucking 12 matches in a 2-hour show. Sometimes.
In 2 hours, and then eventually they realized, you know what? Let's get, you know, more promos.
Well, that was Ted Turner. Was like, let's compete with Vince McMahon. Let's get 3 hours of wrestling.
Put some wrestling on there.
But Yeah, man. You can listen. That can easily. That's an easy fix.
Which I'm happy to see that happen. I mean, can you imagine more wrestling, less talking?
100%.
And NXT's like that. That's why I love NXT so much. NXT is like very simplistic in their storylines, and it draws the fans.
You know, Impact does the same thing, man.
Impact's not bad though.
Yeah, but Impact doesn't have the 9-minute promos.
No, not anymore.
No, they don't. And you know, and Ring of Honor, same way. They'll cut promos, but they'll do like backstage shit. Like they'll cut, like, you know, I love that stuff, man. I love it.
Also want to congratulate the Heavenly Bodies. They made their television debut.
Yeah. They got endorsed by Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Yep.
And they made their Impact debut. So did Anthony Bowens.
Yes. Congratulations to Anthony, Justin, and Mark Carino. They did very well.
Fala and Kevin are fucking killing it.
Fala and Kevin. I love Kevin dressed up as with Fala's gear.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The Impact is doing really well.
Yeah, they lost some viewership. But
they'll get it back.
Yeah, they changed their time slot. That's why.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, Pat says I didn't have to throw out my shut up and wrestle sign. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good job, Pastor. And I want to give our condolences and get well wishes to Joey Janela, the Jersey Bad Boy.
He had surgery today
on his knee. And in the middle of him just getting all sorts of exposure.
Dude, he was about to get signed.
He will.
And
he will.
I feel so bad for the guy.
Yeah, Joey, I know you listen to some of the podcasts. If you listen and get well.
Yes.
Choppy and I would love to have you on the show eventually before you go back to doing your thing. So we'll reach out to him. So, yeah, that happened. What?
I know it was reported about a week ago, but Punishment Martinez is finally part of the NXT roster.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw the pictures.
Oh, Christ on a fucking cracker.
I saw the pictures.
I had agita when I saw that.
I know you have no interest in Sunday's pay-per-view.
Oh, Evolution?
Yeah.
Revolution?
Whatever. I have the rundown. Some of the matches might even be good. Tony Storm with Io Shirai with the Mae Young Classic Finals. I think Tony Storm would have been going to win that.
Who's that again?
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler.
I hope Shayna gets the belt back.
Yeah.
I'm so done with Kairi Sane as the champion.
Riot Squad versus Sasha, Bayley, and Natalya.
Riot Squad.
Oh, that's my girl on that team.
I don't like that. Ooh. Oh,
my God. What's this? War Machine's girlfriend.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. He'll come after you if you try to tap
she's
that.
She's got a shit locker. What's her name, man? Sarah something.
Sarah Logan.
Oh, God.
Saggy titties.
She can get it, dude. She can get it. She's a fucking beast. Women's Battle Royal for a title shot. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't even know who's in the match.
They don't announce it.
Trish and Lita versus Mickey James and Alicia Fox.
Yeah, Alicia Fox is replacing
Alexa Bliss. She's injured.
She had a concussion.
I don't know. I thought it was a broken jaw.
I think both.
It was both.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
yeah.
So I think I'm gonna give that to Trish and Lita.
This is gonna be a good match. Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Yeah.
I give that to Becky.
Yeah. And Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella ain't winning the belt, right?
Fuck that. Ronda Rousey's gonna hold on to that shit. She's gonna fuck that bitch up. Them fake ass titties.
What else is going on?
Do you want to? I know Crown Jewel's not coming up, but do you want to discuss a little bit of the matches? What do you think? What do you think of the matches so far?
Did they have a match listing
yet? I think so. I mean, so far we have Braun and Brock for the Universal title.
Yeah, no, DX is fighting Kane and Taker.
And then we also have Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles.
Oh, really?
You didn't know about that, huh?
No.
You like that match? Better like that match.
Oh, you.
It ain't no lie.
Wait, I lost my soundboard. Where is it? No, there it is.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
You know, my wife played that. Did that line for me?
Did she?
Yeah. We had, you know, relations.
Yeah, relations.
And she's like, you like that pussy? Better like that pussy.
You better like this pussy. Ooh, look at this barbecue.
Ooh. Oh, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Is that all? I don't know.
What else?
We could look it up. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I remember there was a couple matches. I think there was Shinsuke versus Ray. No, that's done. I'm sorry.
That was a good match. Actually.
Shinsuke Rey Mysterio. That was
a really good match.
Again, your United States champion jobbing out the people, man. Shinsuke hasn't done shit. Let's see what the match listings are. Here we go. Lesnar and Strowman for the Universal title. AJ versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE title. DX versus the Brothers of Destruction. The WWE World Cup, which is the 8-man tournament. And then you got the bar with
Big Show now.
Big Show now and the New Day for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
All right. On paper,
it looks like a good pay-per-view.
So who's in the cup? Cena, Angle, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Ziggles, The Miz, and Ray Ray.
I have a feeling.
I think Randy Orton's going to win it.
No.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I think
I think Monday Night Rollins is going to win this one.
Whoa. I ain't mad at that,
Monday
though.
Night Rollins is going to win that one. In the world? I think so.
I'm not mad at that, Chop.
And the fact that his boy CM Punk trained him, I best in the world goes to Seth Rollins.
Dude, I'm not mad at that.
You know,
I'm not mad at that at all.
And not for nothing. If it was truly a World Cup, they should have got some other people in this tournament.
You mean like other like international superstars?
Like, you remember how NXT had got Jushin Thunder Liger for that one match with Tyler Breeze?
Or what about when the NWA had the Pat O'Connor tournament?
Of course.
And they had the sheep herders from New Zealand, and they had Saito and what's his face? I forget. Muda. And then they had the New Zealanders. It was the sheep herders. It was Rip Morgan and Jack Victory.
Well,
they had the Mexicans. They had the Vianos. All those other guys.
Like the Mae Young Classic. They got a lot of international talent on there.
That's all there is international talent.
They did the same thing with the Cruiserweight Classic. They had fucking Ibushi in the fucking Cruiserweight Classic. He was supposed to win the goddamn tournament.
They don't have enough international flavor, I don't think.
They don't.
As headliners.
No.
Because Nakamura should have won. Should have won his match against
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, or put Rey against somebody else and have them win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Nakamura should definitely be in this one.
100%.
I think Samoa Joe should be in this.
Yeah.
Because he's Samoan.
Yeah.
He's international.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you about that. I think that's a fair assessment. There should be more of an international flavor in there.
And most of these guys are all WWE guys, it's okay, but like, okay, you have a Mexican in Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Miz is American. Dolph is American. Seth is American.
Angle's American.
Angle's American. John's.
Well, everybody's American except for Ray Ray. And Ray Ray technically is American because he's not from Mexico. He's from fucking San Diego.
He's a Mexican American.
But he's a Mexican American.
He got over that wall that Donald Trump.
Did you listen to Cheech and Chong, right?
Like, no.
They're all Mexican Americans. Go to night school. Take Spanish and get a B. I remember that shit. That was funny stuff. All right, so what else I have here? Okay. I'm having a hard time sleeping lately for obvious reasons. So I woke up this morning around 4:30 and realized that at 5 o'clock there was a New Japan pay-per-view today. Well, not pay-per-view. Yeah, it was a Road to Power Struggle. They're doing like the Junior Tag Tournament or whatever. So
I think is it
had some weird tag teams today too.
God, who's Bone Crush. What's his name?
Who?
From the Bullet Club. The
Bone Soldier?
Bone Soldier and this new dude, his tag team partner. They look like a force to be reckoned with, that team. I seen them wrestle. They're really good. Road to Power Struggle.
Hold on a second. There was a bunch of I caught it, man. This is night 7 results 13 hours ago. This is what it was tonight.
Excellent.
There was a young boy match. Tsuji Umino and Toa Hanare. You know Toa Hanare. He looks like one of the Samoans. He wears Rocky Maivia gear.
Okay.
They beat Unimura, Naria, and Yoshida. These are all new guys. Tomohiro Ishii and Yano had a slugfest with Suzuki and Takamichi Noku. Takamichi Noku can actually brawl. He's not just a fucking high flyer.
Well, he's going to have to. You want to know why?
He's 106. No, he's actually my age.
40.
He's 45.
3 or 44.
He's
yeah,
my age.
Something like that.
So here's a weird tag, 6-man tag. Tanahashi with Makabe and Hamna beat Kota Ibushi, Chase Owens, and Takahashi the pimp.
Chase Owens is with Ibushi?
Yeah, because they're not in Bullet Club anymore. They got beat up. Remember?
Well, they got fucked up by the GOD.
Right. So this was my favorite match of the night. It was Jay White, Fale, the Tongas, and Gato beat Chaos. Okada, Goto, Beretta, Chucky T, and Rocky Romero. That was a good match.
I'm telling you right now, the OG Bullet Club, oh my God.
I know, dude.
They're destroying everybody.
I'm all about it.
And then the figurehead of that group.
Yeah.
My boy, Switchblade.
He did well, man.
I didn't doubt
he's
you,
the
man.
I did not doubt you.
And he's young. He's only like 25, man.
God bless him. He was on Colt Cabana, was it last year or earlier this year? Really good interview.
When I first saw him in Ring of Honor, I was like, okay, he has some talent, but he's very vanilla. When he turned heel, dude, oh my God, I was like, this is going to be money.
Yeah, no, it's dope. Since Alex Shelley retired, Chris Sabin is now teaming back up with Kushida, the Time Splitters. Yeah.
Why did he retire?
I don't know.
He's still young, man.
I think he's just beat up. They fought Tiger Mask and Liger. That was a good match.
This was a good match.
Yeah, this was. I watched this morning. El Desperado and Kanemaru defeated Volador and Sabrano Jr.
Mm-hmm.
The new member of Los Igonabres de Japan is Tagaji,
yep.
And he teamed up with Bushi. They beat Ishimori and Robbie Eagles. Robbie Eagles is making some noise right now.
That's the dude.
Yes.
That's with Bone Soldier. Dude.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
And Taguchi, the green guy, and ACH beat Roppongi 3K. I picked Roppongi 3K to win the fucking tournament. I don't know if that's going to happen.
No way.
Well, it's still early.
I don't think it's going to happen. Nope.
Could be the Time Splitters. Could be Tiger Mask and Jushin Thunder Liger.
Liger tapped out.
Yeah, no, but they're not done. They go to the points.
Yeah,
they go to the points.
But I think it's going to be Eagles and...
Eagles and Ishimori?
Yes. Hands down.
That's a possibility, man.
I think it's going to... I saw those two wrestle together. They're a well-oiled machine, man. They look really good together.
Nice. Very nice. Very, very nice.
I've been watching a lot of New Japan on YouTube, just because I don't have the world New Japan world. But I'm just watching a lot of like the random matches. I was watching Kota and Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
God. They fucking killed each other. Especially that one double stomp on the top of the rope onto Kenny Omega's neck. I was just like, oh.
I think it's next week they're having a big event. I think it's like November 3rd. And Jericho's defending the IC belt against... Evil, yeah. And Evil, there was a clip of him getting jumped. And then he cuts his promo.
Yeah.
Where he's still like on one knee holding the back of his head. And he's screaming in Japanese. And you see, like, there's a shot of him yelling, and there's a shot of Naito behind him, like all scared, like, oh, my God, Evil. Like, you know, and you piss off Evil, that's a big deal. Yeah, Jericho Cruz is going on this week. So they're going to – and Fight TV is going to show some – they're calling it the tournament Honor at Sea or something like that. They're having a Ring of Honor tournament on the boat.
Okay.
So Fight TV is going to show some footage of the boat. So, which is pretty cool.
I can't wait. The classic line that that Jericho said to Evil, he was like, Jericho fears no evil. That's great.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Cody lost the belt, the NWA title.
He lost it to
Nick Aldis.
Yes, he did.
Two out of three falls.
Which I'm not mad about. I mean, that's
no.
good.
It makes now, he's the U.S. champ in New Japan.
Well, that's fine.
So that puts him right in the title hunt for Wrestle Kingdom. This is the season.
Does that make him the number one contender?
I don't know how New Japan works.
Because, you know, the IC title is technically, I think it's heavyweight title, IC, and then US right under the IC.
Well, US is the newer belt, obviously.
Yeah, so I would definitely put IC and then US right under that.
Yeah.
And then the never open weight title.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of titles.
No, a lot of titles, but... Keeps it fresh, though.
I love titles.
You know what's good about New Japan? A lot of tag teams, a lot of factions, a lot of titles.
Yeah, I love it.
It's chock full of all things that Phil likes in pro wrestling.
So do I.
Yeah,
I wish there was more factions in WWE, but it's not going to happen.
I'm not mad at that either, though. I love factions. I'm a faction whore. You know that.
I love the Undisputed Era.
That's finally
probably the coolest faction so far since the Shield.
Yeah, well, you know, New Japan's got cool factions too, though. I love Chaos.
I love
Bullet Club. I love LIJ.
LIJ is fantastic. I love the OGs.
Yeah,
I love the Elite.
I want that Fale shirt.
You like the Fale shirt?
It says fuck 'em.
Yeah,
it says fuck 'em. that's gonna be Phil Rey's motto for 2019.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Or fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah. Wait a minute. No, that's not. That's somebody else's, though.
Whose is that?
Fuck it.
Maybe I should get a fucking shirt.
Get a fucking shirt.
With Gene's face on it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, put that.
Put that cigarette out.
All right, Gene, I'm sorry.
Fucking jerk. Mandingo said, fuck him.
I'm telling you, that shirt's so dope.
I'm looking to get another Switchblade shirt.
Yeah, you like Switchblade. That's your dude.
That's my guy. I love Kenny Omega, but I think that's my guy right now.
Me, Rob, and I were talking on the way to the train station last week about the Bullet Club shirts, and he said, "You get that Pac-Man shirt." I'm like, "Dude, it was $40 for that Bullet Club Pac-Man
shirt." Yeah,
no
way.
They can eat a bag of dicks. We actually bought Stan Hansen a shirt. Didn't come until today.
What?
I ordered it 2 weeks ago. So thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees. Good looking out.
There was another shirt. Oh, I need to get a Pete Dunne t-shirt. He's been selling his shirts on a third on a third party. Well, he doesn't use Pro Wrestling Tees. He uses his own.
So wait, WWE doesn't have a Pete Dunne shirt?
They do, but it's very very generic. It's not really cool.
Yeah,
he has one where he's dressed up like Michael Myers, and he carries the UK title with him.
Oh boy,
oh, it's so fucking cool. I want it so badly.
Fuck it,
fuck it. Oh man, anything else?
Anything of the news? I think we mentioned everything, but we have this crazy throwback tonight.
It was actually really good.
Yeah, it got bad reviews too. I was reading some shit.
It wasn't too bad.
Nah, it wasn't too bad.
People were just very, very, very critical.
Well, listen, when you, how many times since you've been my partner have you watched something now that you loved 20 or 30 years ago, and you're like, what the fuck was wrong with
me? Oh, a lot.
Right?
Plenty.
Like, there are so many things that I love still, and I'm like, why did I hate this back then? Or why is it so bad now, you know?
You're going to be surprised at what my favorite match is of that night.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited. We have a really cool throwback. We do this every year. It's a Halloween special. I guess we call it the Halloween special. But I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. You know what? Let me switch this up tonight. Let's play him instead of Sam Roberts. How about that? All right. We'll take a quick break. Thank you for... Oh, Alistair... Oh, that's right. Gargano turned on Alistair Black,
He's
right?
a heel!
What the fuck did that... I didn't see it.
I forgot to tell you that.
Did it happen this
yes!
week?
Yes!
All right, I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, dude.
I'll watch it tonight.
You slipping, dude. NXT is the shit.
Dude, you...
I know.
You know why I'm not.
I know.
I've been in a fucking fog, man. Like, thank God for you and Rob and Will and the World Series. Because other than that, I would have took a fucking hostage this week, man. Seriously.
And Stan Hansen.
And Stan the Lariat Hansen. Handsome bastard.
With his fat wife and his 9 kids.
He doesn't have a fat wife. And he definitely doesn't have 9 kids.
I got a fat wife and 9 kids at home.
He did invite us to his house in Colorado, though.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
He invited the whole room. He was like, y'all should come to Colorado and visit. And I was like, yeah? Don't tell me twice.
I'll be right over there, Stan.
Motherfucker, I'll be there with an Entenmann's cake.
I'll bring some Bisco with me while I'm at it. What about Larry Nelson? Should I bring Larry Nelson, too?
You'll hear it next week when I play it. Uh-huh. I asked him, I said, listen, I'm going to ask you some questions you probably were asked a million times, but I'm never going to see you again. He smiled. He's like, I know. All right, so listen, we are Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live Rant EM Radio. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the chat room, it's Rant EM Radio, of course, always part of Shining Wizards Network. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that pause button over there.
Where's the pause button?
No, those two buttons over there.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
There you go.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's 4 fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve. Moon is full. Will she trick or treat? I bet she will.
She's got a date at midnight with those four round two. Oh,
rest in peace, Pete.
I don't know. Who is this?
Typo Negative.
Never heard of him.
Wow.
I'm dead serious.
I'm friends with the keyboard player, Josh.
Oh, nice.
But Typo Negative was a big deal. Peach Deal died a couple years ago from Brooklyn.
Would you say late 80s, early 90s for this?
Late 80s to late 90s.
Yeah.
They wound up touring with Sabbath and a bunch of other bands. They're from Brooklyn. Pete had a band before this called Carnival, like crossover hardcore. The drummer in this band was the drummer of Life of Agony. You heard
okay.
of Life of Agony,
yes, of
right?
Course,
okay.
Yeah.
They're all friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Josh is amazing. Josh is the keyboard player, piano player in this. He's also now a New York City paramedic. And it was weird seeing him at work a couple of years ago because he worked with us. And I looked at him because he didn't have his hair. I'm like, I know you from some ways. Like, I know. And it was cool. So shout out to Josh. But I was a big fan of Typo. I used to follow him all over the place. Pete was like fucking almost 7 feet tall. And he used to call me Tiny. I was a big dude, too. I was bigger than this. I used to go to all the shows. He called me tiny.
Wait a minute. You're like 6'1", and he was calling you tiny?
He was massive. There's a picture of me and him. I wish my friend Kim still had it. They played Staten Island, actually.
Really?
When I was, yeah. And he was in Playgirl at the time.
No.
So he was at the bar, and all the girls had the Playgirl issue. They want, you know, they wanted him to sign it. The fucking dude was packed like a, he was hung like a mule. So we're at the bar, right? I go to grab my beer, and he goes, "You believe this shit, Tiny? You believe this shit? All these fucking girls want my autograph? This is ridiculous," he said. Yeah, but Pete was the man, and they were, this is like goth, I guess, rock. They would cross over, you know? But
I like the guitar riff in this. It's really nice.
There's one song called, they have one song called Unsuccessfully Coping with the Natural Beauty of Infidelity, or I Know You're Fucking Someone Else. And the chorus goes, "You went to L'Amour Saturday night, red nails and lipstick, dressed two sizes too tight, his tongue down your throat, his hand up your skirt, I'm a man, but it still hurts." And he goes, "Slut, you fucking hoo-a, hoo-a." It's real, yeah. And there's a live CD of them playing Coney Island High in Manhattan. And he's like, and everybody's chanting, "You suck, you suck." He's like, "I suck." He goes, "Sound man, wake up, stupid." He goes, "I suck. You paid $17 to get in here, so suck my dick."
That's awesome.
He had a song called "Suck My Dick" when Carnivore.
Okay.
"You like the clothes I wear? Makes you look over here. What are you, queer? Suck my dick." Shout out to Typo Negative. They're the ultimate, like, they're on my Halloween playlist. So, all right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live on the Rant, rantneamradio.com. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the chat room. And we're moving along here to Halloween special tonight. Before I get into Halloween special, though, I know I plug all the shows at the end of the show, but the Wizards have been killing it lately. They had Ian Riccoboni on from Ring of Honor. They had the Killer Elite Squad on, too. They've been absolutely fucking killing it. And they're coming up on 400 episodes. And they're doing Halloween Havoc 90, I think, on Tuesday.
Yes, they are. Yep.
So, that's Stan Hansen. Which I asked him about, by the way. I'm going to email you the clip.
Gotcha.
So you can listen to it before I post it. But I asked him about Luger.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. I asked him why he didn't stay. Because he left after that.
Yeah.
And he has a great reason, too. So, I'll let the fans wait for it, and I'll tell you afterwards, though.
Ooh.
So, that's a tease. That's what they call a tease in the business. So, are you ready for our throwback, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio. Where's my notes? Document, right? Yeah,
Documental.
No, that's the... Oh, that's my my greatest heel turns. We gotta do that episode.
Oh, dude!
Do you have your list?
I have in my head what I remember from.
All right, because we're gonna do an episode on it, but I wrote all mine down.
We should do this next week.
Yeah. Well, we can do it next week. We're gonna be remote. Next week, we'll figure out.
Yeah, we'll figure out.
I guess I'm not gonna. I have to go somewhere next week, but We'll definitely have a show next week. Either way. Where the hell was my? I have. Where the hell is my shit? Where's my thing? Here it is.
Looking it up.
There we go. All right. This is Halloween Havoc 1998. Where was it from again? I forget.
Let me look it up.
Look that up for me, please.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm here for.
I didn't write that down this week. I'm sorry. I have everything else, though. I wrote everything else down.
It is from... Hold on.
I know it's from Nevada. MGM Grand. I love the setup, by the way. The fucking... The entranceway was awesome.
Let me tell you something. Halloween Havoc had the best entrance.
Wearing my shirt tonight, too.
I see that. That's beautiful. I like that shirt.
You like this shirt? You better like this shirt. That's no lie.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
All right. So, it is from the Paradise. It's in Paradise, Nevada, MGM Grand Garden Arena. The attendance was 10,663.
Phil Ray, a fun fact. I've been to the MGM Grand in 2007 for a preseason hockey game between the Avalanche and the LA Kings. It's a very small venue, so 10,000 is actually packed.
And do you know the sponsor?
Snickers.
Snickers.
Of course. They always sponsor Halloween Havoc.
Of course. Let's just say that it took a while for this pay-per-view to start.
Oh, my God. They played this long fucking video montage.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while since I watched it. But,
what an absolute shit show.
Yeah. So, it's Tony Schiavone, The Brain, and Mike Tenay on commentary. Brain says Hogan's attack on Horace makes him the lowest form of life. Human life.
I love Bobby the Brain.
Brain puts on a mask that covers his eyes and says trick or treat to Schiavone. Pulls the mask to rebound back the Brain's face. Three Stooges style is pretty funny. But
he called Hogan the most vile human being for him to hurt his own nephew. That's great.
Nitro Girls dancing, nobody cares.
Fuck the Nitro Girls.
So Mean Gene's got Rick Steiner for an interview.
By the way, too much Steiner Brothers on this fucking pay-per-view.
Right?
Too much fucking Steiner Brothers in this fucking pay-per-view.
You're not lying. I have to agree with you there, partner.
Buff, Rick and Scott, Scott and Buff, fuck you all.
Big Show smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, what the fuck was that, man?
I'm sorry, he was the Giant. We have to call him the Giant. It wasn't Big Show then. He was the Giant.
The Giant douchebag.
I haven't laughed all week.
His fucking singlet. He put his balls all hanging.
His fucking yam bag all over the place.
Oh, God.
All right, so Mean Gene's got Rick Steiner for the interview. Buff comes out, was like, whatever.
Why was he dressed up in FUBU?
Everybody was.
Was the LL Cool J coming in?
Everybody had FUBU. FUBU and Tommy Hill, man. You see the Tommy Hill jeans that Buff Bagwell was rocking?
It was Tommy Hill and FUBU he was always wearing.
FUBU, by us.
My man thought he was part of the hood all of a sudden with that fucking getup.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. So whatever. So he. Long story short, he's like, Buff Bagwell's like, I can be in your corner against your brother and Giant, whatever. And of course, idiot fucking Rick Steiner agrees to it. That doesn't work out.
It's like
well.
The second or third time he's been swindled, bamboozled.
Like he didn't learn his lesson with the Varsity Club.
He's been hoodwinked again.
He's been hoodwinked. This was a good match, actually. Cruiserweight title.
Can I just say this is the
television
match
title? I'm sorry.
This is the match of the night for me.
Is it?
I must have seen this match at least 20 fucking times before we did this pay per view.
So Chris Jericho is TV champ. Raven doesn't know. Raven's on some kind of losing streak at this point.
Yes, that's because due to Saturn. Because Saturn made him lose the flock. And then from when he lost the flock, he started to have a string of losing matches. He started losing a lot of matches. He even started giving up on matches, like tapping out very easily,
How dope are those ring canvases, though? I walked out.
Yes.
So Jericho wins entrance music battle because it was supposed to be even flow, but they overdub it for the network.
Yes.
So, he's wearing the obscenely WCW Monday Night Jericho shirt, which is awesome.
I love his tights, though. The tights that he had on, the Lionheart tights.
Yeah.
The yellow one. Those were pretty dope. Was he yellow? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, they mentioned him losing streak. He didn't say much about it. Tony Schiavone goes, he has to do this on the fly. I mean, that's the rule of thumb here. That explains a lot, Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
Thanks, jerk off.
I mean, they just threw this match in there as like a fucking joke, and it turned out to be, to me, it was the match of the night, at least I think
it,
so.
Jericho gets on a stick and says, oh, Jericho Hulks came to see him, rock and roll, blah, blah, blah.
Which I found very hysterical because technically he was still a heel, right?
Yeah.
But then he got that babyface pop.
Right.
And people were into him because, they've always been into him for like the most of 98.
Right.
And, and of course, Raven is still the heel. But, man, they got to a certain point in that match when people switched on Jericho and they started cheering for Raven, dude, because Raven was on fire in this match.
Yeah. What you mean by Raven avoids the whip into the buckle.
Yes.
And gets powerbombed.
Yes.
It gets a powerbomb, sorry. Then Raven slingshots Jericho back into the exposed buckle. Gets a clothesline for the two. The crowd pops, like you mentioned. Raven shows agility, ducks the kick, gets a belly-to-belly for a two, teases the wheelbarrow spot, but Jericho rolls through and goes for the lion tamer. The ref has done nothing about the fucking turnbuckle at this point, which annoys my life. Jericho sinks it in, but Raven gets to the ropes. Jericho says he won, but now he's pissed. Jericho starts smacking him around. Out of nowhere, Raven counters a whip with the Even Flow DDT, which Raven has a great DDT, by the way.
Yeah, always would you good. Say what would you say is the top DDT? Who's done the best DDT?
Jake Roberts. It's Jake Roberts, then Raven, and then it's
Jake, Raven. I'm trying to think of someone else.
Oh, there's a bunch of people that do it well, though. You know,
God, there's so there, I know there's more.
Oh, Chris Adams had a good DDT.
Arn fucking Anderson.
Arn Anderson he used to tap the guy on. He used to tap the guy before he dropped him on his head.
Yes, so that way he knew how to flip. Oh man,
Dad, that was good too. Yeah,
Arn was
100%.
Yes.
All right. So now, where was I? Okay, Raven counters the whip with the Even Flow. Jericho kicks out of two,
which kind of pissed me off because I thought Raven should have won that.
Yeah.
It was a terrible finish. Like, that should have been the finish right there.
Well, crowd and I both thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho gets a schoolboy for a two. Jericho with the low blow right in front of the ref.
Yep. Raven's rules.
Jericho with the apron, with the sprint. And then Jericho counters with another Even Flow. Attempted with the Lion Tamer. Raven taps at 751.
And Raven tapped, like, not even waiting to, like, trying to save himself to get the ropes. He just tapped right away. I didn't get that.
Very good match. Choppy's favorite of the night.
Yes, it is.
It's just what pay-per-view wants. What customers want. More fucking promos.
Oh, God.
This time it was Hogan and Bischoff.
This shit fucking annoyed. Why did we have to see another, like, 10-minute, like, Hogan promo?
Well, you know, not for nothing. I'm not a big Hogan fan. We all know this. So I can hear Hogan talk all day. However, when Eric Bischoff talks with him, it's like fucking, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
I remember watching these two at the height of the NWO storyline when they were like coming out together all the time. It almost like they had like some type of love. Their two characters on TV almost had like a love affair going on.
Yeah,
because they would like lay on the fucking mat.
Yeah,
and kind of like almost like cuddle with each other while they're giving out promo.
Bro, and it's like Bischoff always touches him.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
God.
He's like, I love your veins.
He's like, yeah. He's like, hey, guy, what's going on? Hey.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Yeah, and it was weird.
You're looking very vascular today.
I like that line. You use that line a lot, actually.
You're looking very vascular today, Terry.
Terry Boulder.
Terry Boulder.
Hi, Terry guy. What's up there,
Terry guy.
Who was the guy in Japan? Terry Boy, remember
Terry
him?
Terry Boy, well, yeah.
You remember that dude?
They should call him Terry Guy.
Terry Guy. Hey, Terry Guy.
Hey, Terry Guy.
We don't need his fucking bullet points. Thanks, fucking ass hat. Number one contenders match. I'm sorry, dude. I'm full of piss and vinegar. I'm sorry.
That's great. That was awesome.
WCW Cruiserweight number one contenders match.
This match was actually really good.
Disco versus Hoovie, the Juice.
I am not a Disco fan, but he tore it up with
fucking Hoovie. I love Disco Inferno.
He's good. I didn't like his gimmick, but I liked his wrestling style. It was really good.
Nah, this was a good match. Disco goes for the big swing, but he's too dizzy to cover. Lands on Hoobie's stones instead. So Charles Robinson, are you okay? Shivani goes, of course he's not okay. Disco covers, but Hoobie gets on his feet on the ropes. Disco with a suplex goes on the top rope. Hoobie kicks up and crotches him. Hoobie hits the top rope. Frankensteiner with a spin wheel kick to the top for two. Hoovie hits a bulldog out of the wheelbarrow, which was dope.
That was cool.
Right? For the two count. Hoovie tries a victory roll, but Disco Inferno counters it with the spike pile driver for the win at 9:39. After some sloppy fucking early match, they get the shit together, actually.
Wasn't Disco using the chart buster around this time?
He was, but I think this was at the time where he wanted to prove he could be a cruiserweight. Remember, what I love about Disco Inferno was he always had like an agenda. He tried to be a cruiserweight. He was TV champ. He fought Jacqueline.
He tried
going for the NWO.
I do remember him trying to like cut weight.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah, I'm a solid 225, you know, because that's the cruiserweight limit. And he was always saying that he was 225.
We get more Nitro girls, and Shivani, of course, salivates over them. The Nitro girls are fucking hot, but again, it's another way of spending
money. I gotta
tell
you right now, who was your favorite Nitro girl?
Kimberly.
Did you really like Kimberly that much?
Oh my God.
She had a nice rack, but I mean, like, she was okay. Mine was actually Fire.
You like Fire?
The ginger?
Yeah.
She would have got it.
Me and my brother Michael, when we played PlayStation 2, we had a tag team called Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there was also Shawn Michaels' future ex-wife, Whisper.
Is he still married to her?
Yes, he is.
God bless
That's going to be his future. That'll be his ex-wife soon enough.
Next up, Big Papa Pump.
Fuck him. Fucking mook.
He calls this the city that never sleeps, but that's NYC, dickface, all right? Steiner cuts.
You need to know that this... The way he talks, man. He sounds like a fucking Down syndrome.
Yeah,
fuck.
I can't. I'm whatever.
I can't. So, I'm glad he keeps his glasses on, by the way, most of the time, because
he's a fucking...
He looks like a fucking idiot. He looks like a white Mike Tyson.
I'm on a Zoloft to keep from killing y'all.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Yes.
All right, so now we have the Cruiserweight title match.
Between Kidman and Inferno.
Not bad.
I actually prefer the Disco Inferno match with Hoovy.
Hoovy better? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Kidman's okay.
Yeah.
Kidman had a sick shooting star press, but...
Oh, I love Billy Kidman. Disco at one point says, "Show me something, you punk, you pipsqueak," he says to him.
Pipsqueak!
He hits the stun gun to be a dick, then hits a body slam after that. So Disco just adds more fucking moves to his set, which is pretty dope.
To his repertoire.
His head's up to the top, gyrates to the bees, and then he tries an elbow but comes up dry. Kidman goes for a low down for the two. Kidman eats an elbow again, comes back with a power slam for a two. Kidman whiffs the drop kick after fucking Disco hooks the top rope, goes back and forth. So now Disco counters with a back suplex, mine, which is really good. I like that, the back suplex. And then he hits it with a gourd buster for two. Disco wants to do the Macarena pile driver, but Kidman counters it with a face buster and then hits the SPP for two to win it, 10-54.
Shooting star press.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And here we go.
Oh, Christ on a fucking cracker. Again with the Steiners.
Rick and Buff versus Steiner. And Dick.
And of course, Rick Steiner was hoodwinked again.
So Rick did after this, right? He went and picked up Kenny Chaos from High Voltage as his partner.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I was going to ask you that.
Like, Kenny could leave poor Kenny alone in your fucking shenanigans with Steiner and Buff. You fucking idiot.
Kenny Chaos he picks after that. What? Look, I wrote, what the fuck? No DQ, Scott Steiner versus Rick Steiner. No one cares. There's a dusty finish, though.
Yeah.
So, which is okay. With no logic, but still a dusty finish.
Yeah.
So, Scott Hall versus Kevin Nash.
You know what? I kind of have a love-hate relationship with this match. Reason being is because I was digging the storyline. Match wasn't terrible.
Right.
But it wasn't great either. I thought the match could have been... I thought their matches in WWF were much better than what we got here. I don't know if you remember that spot where Kevin Nash went for the powerbomb, dropped him, almost killed him, actually, almost broke his fucking neck. And then he went to go do it again, and he almost dropped him, but then he actually had to muscle him up even more, and then he dropped him again. And he fucking... You would think that he would go for the pin, and he was like, you know, fuck it, I'm just going to walk out on the match. I don't know. Did that make sense to you?
No, my issue with this thing was it went way too fucking long.
That's another thing. It went way too fucking long, for sure.
Yeah, it went way too long. It was like fucking 15 minutes long. I didn't like the match at all. I'll just get to the right end. Nash pretends to take another drink and hits a jackknife.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd wants one more. I think I'll have a double, he says. Hits one more, tells him to suck it. Nash walks to a loser by countout. So, you know, this is twice in two matches where the bell's ringing all the wrong times, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, but, you know, yes, of course.
Okay, I'm just...
But, like, did that make sense walking out after all the shit that he's done to you? Like, he costs you the World Tag Team titles against Sting and Giant.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the Wolfpack to join Hollywood for, quote-unquote, money issues.
Yeah.
And then he still is dogging you in storyline in front of all your boys, and you're going to walk out on the match? Don't you want to fuck him up even more? Don't you want to, like, add insult to injury by pinning his ass in the ring?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, walks off. Yeah, it's
Nitro
okay.
Girls come out again, now they have colored wigs on.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay. Okay.
Fuck them.
Well, yeah, exactly. WCW US title match.
Eh.
Sting versus Bret Hart.
Eh. You were into this?
Tanae played it up nice, though, to the Sharpshooter versus the Scorpion Deathlock. Is it a Sharpshooter or is it the Scorpion?
I got to think about this. Because apparently, with Nick's explanation, on the throwbacks?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to get in on this. But what did Nick say?
Nick said that Hart puts more emphasis on the back with the sharpshooter, where Sting leans. Hart leans on the back.
Right.
Of the opponent.
That makes sense.
Whereas Sting actually stands up a little bit more and puts more emphasis on the legs.
Hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know, because Sting didn't use that move all the time.
No, because at this time period, he was using mostly the Scorpion Death Drop, which is a move.
Bret Hart always used the sharpshooter.
What?
That was his thing.
But the thing is, I think the reason they had him doing the death drop more often was because Hart was coming in.
So, let me ask you this, though. Does it, maybe because if you're more of a WCW guy, then you pick the Scorpion Deathlock. If you were a WWF guy, then you pick the...
If you think about it, because Sting did it first.
Before Bret?
Yes!
Yeah. That's true.
Because Bret was still technically in the tag team with with Jim Neidhart. And Sting was already using it against Flair in 88.
All right.
And at Clash of the Champions, remember?
Yeah.
So
You're right.
Sting has the claim of using the move first, but it's technically a different move by Nick German's explanation.
I like the evil genius Bret too, though. I liked him. People poo-poo on the WCW run, and I'm not a big Bret Hart guy at all. You know that.
Yeah.
However, if he didn't get hurt, and I think I said this to you a few times, even before you were on the show, that if he didn't get hurt, I think he'd be better than what he was. I think he wrestled hurt almost the entire time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, if it wasn't for that fucking doofus, Goldberg kicking him in the head.
Even with that, though, he had bad knees, he had a bad back. So I like the evil genius Bret. He hits the second rope elbow with the bat and then picks it up for the ref to help him recover it. Bret locks in the sharpshooter. The ref drops the arm three times. Sting is out. All right, it was overbooked, actually. I don't even care about this point. But
and if I'm not to cut you off, but if I'm not mistaken, this is Sting's last match for a while.
Yeah.
Because he leaves for injuries and other personal reasons, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, after this match, I don't think you see Sting in for at least a year.
And for those who are into it, Bret Hart describes the match in his book as, I don't know if you read the book, but he's, I worked Halloween Havoc with Sting in Vegas, retaining the U.S. title by beating him senseless with a baseball bat, and that was actually made of foam.
Yeah.
The bat was made of foam. Obviously, not everyone was a fan.
I read the book, and he's right. It was stupid.
Yeah. Post-match, Sting does a stretcher job, almost takes 10 minutes. Schiavone says he's a black guy in professional wrestling.
Really? Aside from everything else that's been done, that's the black guy.
All right, here we go. The main events.
Good God. Arguably, ladies and gentlemen, arguably the worst match in all of wrestling.
Yeah, Hogan and
Warrior?
Warrior.
Oh, it has to be the worst match of all time. Their timing was off. They were older.
14 minutes. It was all botches. Fucking NWO. Horace with the chair.
The fucking fire paper.
Stupid.
Fucking retarded.
Yeah, this was one of the worst matches of all time.
Not one of. It is the worst match I've ever seen in my life.
Is it really? I don't know if it's the worst.
It's the worst. I've seen better Divas matches than this shit.
That might be top five.
This right here?
Top five worst matches of all time.
Oh, we have to have a show on this.
Yeah.
On the worst matches of all time. This is number one for me.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down. That's a shitty fucking match.
Yeah.
Because the whole timing was off on both guys.
The next match was good.
I enjoy the fuck out of this match.
We've talked in length about Diamond Dallas Page and how fond we are of him. And how much more we appreciate him now as we're older because of his age at the time and what he did at his age.
I think he was only 42 by now.
Only 42, though? He was 42 main eventing fucking matches.
But think
about it. At a high caliber.
For fucking, like, well, let's think about it this for a second. If it wasn't for Macho Man Randy Savage, he wouldn't be in the position that he was in at this point.
Yeah, I wrote that, too. Macho Man, Dallas had a macho-esque anal retentive quality about working. That's how I wrote that.
Which is great. Good. Because I tell you right now, if it wasn't for Dallas Page, I don't think this match would have been that good.
He gets a title match by winning the War Game, if you will.
Let's not talk about that War Games match.
He won the match. I'm not saying what...
And then with Stevie Ray using a fucking sock in the match to beat...
Stevie Ray.
What was it? Flapjack?
Slapjack,
whatever the fuck it was called.
Slapnuts.
Fucking stupid fucking weapon that was used. Anyways, let's continue.
Get into this match a little bit.
Let's see.
What do you got here? You want to go through the whole match?
You can read it off. Let's see. Now, let's also not forget, people. This is the match where they did not show you the ending because they went past the 11 o'clock hour mark or something like that.
Yeah. So Goldberg tries the jackhammer but can't get him up with the bad arm. Awesome, right? Storytelling. Goldberg hulks up, tries again. DDP slides out, and this time hits a diamond cutter. He tried the diamond cutter a few times.
By the way, when I saw this live, I actually saw this live on pay per view.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I lost my fucking mind. I was like, no way, Goldberg's gonna fucking lose.
Did you jump up?
Because
the rest of Vegas did.
I fucking popped, dude.
So DDP is two out of it to cover him. Delayed cover gets a two count. DDP tries a jackhammer of his own, but Goldberg counters it with his own and gets the three to retain at 10-29. Easily one of Goldberg's best matches, even along with the ones against Sting, Jericho, maybe The Rock. Excellent psychology with DDP bumping like a fucking machine all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg's strength and power and subsequently using his aggression against him by suckering him into going for the spear and hitting the ring post, but ultimately not having enough to get the job done. This match has a sad coda to it. The pay-per-view is running over live so they can cut the feed.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of viewers missed the match. And WCW re-aired the match in its entirety on Nitro the next night, which I believe cost them a lot of money. But it moved nonetheless.
They refunded all the money, all the pay-per-view buys to all the people who bought the pay-per-view. Except for me. I didn't get the refund.
All right, so here's my thing. I can't include any of the assessment or ratings of the three matches I didn't see. That being said, you've got a standard WCW show, right? Most non-main event guys bring their working boots even when they're not getting into character, no TV time at all. The NWO, despite ruling the fucking universe, had stupid several interviews laid by a giant turd in their fucking matches. But there's a good enough here to make worth. I give it a 6.
I gave it... let me think about this. I got the Raven match, the Jericho, the Hoovy and Disco match. I'm going to go lower than you. I'm going to give it a 5.
Now, I'm shocked because you said you really enjoyed the pay-per-view.
I enjoyed it for the Jericho match, the Disco Inferno matches, and I even enjoyed it for the Scott Hall and Kevin Nash match, and then the main event. The duds for me were... To me, the worst match of all time, which is definitely, to me, was Warrior and Hogan.
Yeah.
And it was too much Steiner Brothers. Way too much Steiner Brothers.
I gave it a 6 because 1998.
Yeah, it was downhill. It was really going down.
Like I was stretching for an 8. 6, I mean. You know, like I was fucking stretching, you know. Oh, look who's in the chat room. Speaking of Bret Hart, Where's our clip? Here it is.
Nick, 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 Nick.
Ultimate suplex!
The resident Mukasaurus himself.
He is a Mukasaurus Rex.
Yeah, I gave it a 6. You gave it a 5, right, you said?
I gave it a 5.
All right.
It's not a bad pay-per-view, but it wasn't great either.
It wasn't great either, yeah.
The Hogan match ruined it for me. The promo with Steiner in the beginning... Then Steiner and Buff tagging, and then Steiner getting the fucking Kenny Chaos, or what was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm
done. High Voltage,
which, by the way, was a gimmick that was stolen from Matt Hardy, because he was calling himself High Voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took that from Matt Hardy and used it on the tag team.
Yeah.
Look at my wrestling knowledge.
Yeah, you're a wrestling scholar.
A connoisseur.
A connoisseur.
If you will.
If you will.
Yeah, it was not a bad... Oh, here we go. Hey, Mooks. What? Yo, you're not allowed to use the word Mook ever, Nick German, okay? Only myself and the Impact player are allowed to use it. And Mandingo could use it, too. You, my friend, are a young boy in the TakeOver Club.
Young boy, he says. Shit. All right, so before we get out of here, I need to ask you, what was your best Halloween costume ever?
Oh, man.
Did Portuguese partake in Halloween when they were kids?
When I was in Portugal, I was in Portugal in first, like, in 1990. And I pretty much dressed up like... I dressed up like a clown. For, like, pretty much it. Like, it.
Yeah.
I did that.
That's pretty cool.
And, there was no trick-or-treating, actually. We just dressed up and went to school, and that was it. But my...
We just dressed up and went
my
to school.
Aunt, who was, I think, your age.
Yeah.
She dressed up as Boy George.
I think everybody did at that point.
I was like, really? Boy George? I looked at her, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Boy George?
So it was your best costume?
I wouldn't say my best costume. That was probably, like, one of my favorites. I think the best costume I had was probably, like, the Scream, the dude from Scream.
Yeah, the mask.
I had the whole getup. And I bought the bloody knife with me and everything.
That's cool.
What about you?
Okay. Well, I grew up in the plastic, you know, the plastic suits.
Yes.
You know, with the mask went over your face with the rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Bo Duke one year for Halloween from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, actually, I got a picture for you. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. Look at you, man.
You know what that is? That's all toilet paper.
That's...
Toilet paper and just, like, glue. I don't know how she did it, but she did. That's my wife who did this.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, she did a fantastic job on this one.
I was Bo Duke. I was E.T.
You were E.T.?
Yeah.
I need a copy of this picture.
Yeah, I was Spider-Man, of course. And I got a little older. I got real lazy. I went as a hockey player to a everybody was like, don't you wear that every Saturday? I'm like, yeah, I do. Someone is a hockey player one year.
By 12 years old, I think I got really lazy and I just put on the, was it the mask? You know, Jim Carrey, the mask.
Oh, I was the Joker too.
Oh, you were the Joker?
I was my grandmother dressed me up, Cesar Romero. She sprayed my hair with the green. There's a picture of it online. I'll show you.
Oh, that's awesome.
On Facebook. Yeah, they did a really good job on it, too. And then I went to, like, two parties that night. I had a big, I had a Viking starter coat on. It was really cold outside that year. And she sprayed my hair green, painted my face for, like, 2.5 hours. But I was, like, Cesar Romero joke. It was really fucking cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Then the last couple of years, I went as Bizarro one year.
You went as Bizarro?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, wifey. I bought a Superman costume from, like, the Rubies and Queens. And she made a backwards S for my suit.
Me am Superman.
I want to go as Solomon Grundy kill Superman. Oh, no. I went as Bizarro. We went as Milli Vanilli. Went as Hall and Oates.
I'm surprised you never dressed up as Black Manta.
I want to go as Darkseid. Get it back. No, next year, though, I'm going as the Kingpin.
Dude, oh, my God.
I'm shaving my face. I'm shaving my face. I'm getting a white suit with the black shirt and the cufflinks.
Oh, man.
And I'm getting a walking stick, and I'm going to be fucking Wilton Fisk next year.
That's awesome.
I don't have the spirit in me this year, but I'm definitely going next year as the Kingpin. I'm already working on my costume. Like, I already know where I'm going to buy my suit and everything. A white fucking suit.
The German says, I'm the only young boy with gray fucking hair.
Young boy.
Probably have gray hair on his fucking pubes, too.
Oh, God, dude. I can't find a ballot. Can we get out of here?
It's up to you. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to think. What other costumes that I have?
Yeah, I you know.
I did Mr. Clean one year.
Mr. Clean. Oh, okay.
That was very easy.
That was good.
Oh, God. Nick German just went in. He's like, I don't have pubes, bro.
He shaves that shit. Good for, that's way too much information.
Thank you. Exactly.
Where's my okay terrific? That gets an okay terrific. That gets it.
Okay terrific.
Do you bleach your asshole while you're at it too?
What? What?
Oof.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Gotta trim the jungle. Jungle. What, dude?
I'm over here now.
Virgin.
No, wait a minute. That's Mark Weave.
That's Mark Weave.
Virgin.
God, I'm terrible. Yep. Oh, fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Yeah.
Then fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Ugh, I tell all you no good Jews out there with your cheapness and your running to Hollywood. You all should have died in World War II if a great leader, Adolf Hitler, would give me the Iggy to take a Jabroni Maccabee down with the camel clutch. Go to hell, Jew.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
I'm over here now.
Oh, man.
What?
Are you going to look this up? God, I hope you look it up.
What?
Steve Carino?
Oh, you want to play it?
Yeah, you should play it for the listening audience, actually.
Okay.
Steve Carino. Hey, guys, if you're ever having a bad week or just a bad day,
I was.
Put this on. You will laugh your ass off.
Yeah, CW is like a black guy stuck in a hillbilly body. So back to the Jewish thing. Iron Sheik's wrestling this mighty Maccabee. And they have Ken Resnick, the old AWA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this guy spent all this money. And Kalua is doing doink. And Kalua, they wanted Kalua to be doink. And they wanted just like a job guy for him. So here, I got a job. You know, Kalua brings me. And Kalua is the biggest river in the world. Like, if you meet Kalua, he's real quiet and stuff like that until you get to know him. And then, you know. Then you just realize what kind of river he is. He goes, Steve, you're going to love the show. It's, you know, 400 Jewish people and stuff like that.
Jesus Christ.
The main event is the Mighty Maccabee versus the Iron Sheik. And you know the Sheik, you know, you get him in front of a microphone. And Mighty Maccabee goes, Sheiky, you know, please get some heat, you know. And Resnick goes, we're back here. And it's in the back of the locker room. We're back here at the, I wish I knew what the thing was called. Because me, Devin Storm, Ace Darling. Devin Storm and Ace Darling were like the wrestling match. They were the first ones.
Right.
They'll tell you the same story. And we're all sitting there. It's Kalua, me. Kalua as Doink. As Doink number 32. Devin and Ace. You know, we're the young guys plus Kalua. And they go, Sheik, you know, tonight you got the Mighty Maccabee. Out of town! Oh, you no good Jews out there with your cheapness and you're running to Hollywood and you steal from the good Muslim people. I'd tell all of you, you should have died all in World War II. And everybody's kind of no selling except for Devin Storm, Ace Darling, Steve Kramer, King Kalua, as were. I'd tell if a great leader, Adolf Hitler, was alive right now, he'd have given me the Iggy to take a Jabron and Maccabee down and kill you with the chemical act. Ah, you'll see that? God the hell, Jew. And they go, Ken Resnick's all red face. He goes, and we'll go back to the ring. And it goes dark, and everybody goes, and she goes, Ed and Maccabee are doing like an improv. And Maccabee goes, it was good. And they're playing these promos before the guys come out to the ring. So we're sitting there, and I go, oh my God. And Kalu is in hysterics. Because no one else is really watching the promo. Kalu is in hysterics going, wow, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Me, Ace, and Devin with like a combined age of like 22 are going, oh my God, we just seen racism at its most extreme. Yeah, so they do this thing, and like there's like the little Titantron, and there's 400 Jewish people in this little building. I tell you, all Jewish people, you run into Hollywood, you steal from the Muslim people, right? And the guy comes out, and she comes out, and there's total silence. Because these Jewish people can't even believe that he said it. You just see one clown laughing in the back of his car. Hey, Bubba, did I get the good heat for you? Stunned silence.
Oh my God,
this is the wacky world of pro wrestling. My favorite, you run to the Hollywood. How did you get that, Sheik? Hey, good heat, Bubba.
That fuck is us, Mickey Humble.
I can't. Every time I have a bad day, I have to put that on.
Well,
bro.
I've had a bad week, so that was a long time coming.
Oof, oh,
man.
What else? Did you see Titans on DC?
I didn't watch today's episode, but I watched the last two. Yeah.
What is it? How was it?
It's fantastic.
Is it really that good?
It's really good.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
it's about an 8.
Really?
And it's going to get better.
And how was our boy Robin?
Angry.
Really?
Angry.
That bad?
He's angry. Like, he hates Batman. He hates people. Yeah.
And he's supposed to be Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky.
No.
Dick Grayson is Happy-Go-Lucky. Jason Todd is the asshole.
No one's happy in this fucking... No one's happy. They're all, like, getting to know each other, like, their powers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, who would you say is the main bad guy in this?
The main bad guy?
Is there, like, a main villain?
Not yet, no. They're all, like, it's all, like, getting to know you. Yeah, it's, like, that kind of party right now.
I wonder, though.
You wonder what?
If they would use Deathstroke, considering the fact that he's already a DCEU property.
I don't know, but I'm excited. I just bought DC puts out a magazine now every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comic book, basically, and it's only in Walmart. It's $5, and it's all, like, stories.
Oh, cool.
This month was the Halloween one. It's Swamp Thing's on the cover.
Oh, Swamp Thing is a very good story, man.
Yeah, so I just read that. It's pretty fun.
I've been watching this on Hulu. I've been watching a lot of the Justice League. It's like Justice League, but like it's like Justice League mixed with Super Friends. I forgot. Justice League Action, I think it's called.
Okay.
It's been really good. It reminds me of Super Friends a lot.
I gotta check it out.
I mean, even Kevin Conroy is still doing the voice of Batman. Yeah, and fucking it's dope. The dude from the Wings is doing the voice of Superman on there too.
Oh, I like that guy.
Tim Daly,
yeah.
That
was a good show, man. Wings.
Wings was good.
I enjoyed that show a lot, actually.
I think it's on Hulu.
Is it?
I think it's on Hulu.
Oh my god, I want to watch that again.
I think it's on Hulu. I got to double check, but I think it's on there. You're on the account, so
I'm on the account. Yeah, I got to check that out.
What else? I do want to pick up some Daredevil comics because I want to read The Man Without Fear that was written by Frank Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to read Daredevil Yellow.
Yeah, they just put the Dark Knight Batman Long Halloween.
You never read that?
No.
Oh.
It's on the app.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
If you've never read that,
I'm going
to
read it.
You're going to fucking love that. And then the follow-up to it is even better.
I'm going
to
read it tomorrow, actually.
Oh, my God. I read that book. I bought the graphic novel off of Amazon maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I read that book in one day. I was just like this the whole time. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah, I did. Telling you, it's...
And a lot of elements from that book made it onto the Dark Knight movie.
Yeah.
I
heard. Yeah, I read that. I read that.
And then the follow-up, which is called Dark Victory.
Yeah.
Which is like an orange cover.
Yeah.
Which shows Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. That's also very good.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of... you're still going to... Like, but when you read the ending of that story of How Long Halloween, you're going to be mind fucked.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
You're going to love it.
Not this year, but I definitely love Halloween. It's one of my favorite times of year.
You're going to love it. What else? I think that's it, for all I know. All
right, let's play some music and get out of here.
Do
man.
It. Really? Ugh.
You like Michael Jackson?
No, I like Michael Jackson. I just don't like this song.
No?
I think Thriller sucks.
Really?
Thriller sucks. It's overrated.
Wow.
I love Michael Jackson. I just think this song's overrated. Everyone blows it up like it's the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's really
Billy Jean's the best song he ever did.
I think the best song he ever did was the one with Eddie Van Halen.
Beat It.
That's his best one.
Okay.
Because to me, Van Halen's one of the best
100%
guitarists of all time. I'm sorry.
100%. Top five for me.
Yeah, I would say. What's your top one on guitarists?
Tony Iommi.
Really?
Black Sabbath. Mm-hmm.
For me, it's... You think I'm crazy. Number one is Eric Clapton.
Okay, that's not crazy. That's a great fucking number one.
Yeah, I love Eric Clapton.
It's a great number one.
Number two is Slash.
Slash?
Yep.
I don't know.
Number three is Tom Morello.
Jimmy Page for me.
Jimmy Page is good.
I have a list. I have to go over my list again.
I think my top five for me is Eric Clapton, Slash, Tom Morello. God. Good stuff.
Iommi, Zakk Wylde, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page. Oh, man, that fifth one's a fucking wild card, man. Pete Townsend. There's a bunch of guys in
there. The guy from Alice in Chains.
Jerry Cantrell.
Yes.
Oof.
He's really good. And then number five is probably Richie Sambora. Though I'm not a huge fan
of... That doesn't have to. That's not bad.
I'm not a huge fan of Bon Jovi, but I like Richie Sambora. I think he's good.
That's not bad.
Not at all.
Jeff Beck gets an honorable mention from
me.
I like Marty Friedman from Megadeth.
Okay.
There's a bunch of metal fucking guitarists that are great.
Dude from Metallica.
Yeah, Scott Ian from Anthrax.
I like Scott Ian. He's good.
He's fucking great.
He's great.
Yeah.
Dude from Pantera.
Dimebag, rest in peace.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good guitar players.
Oof, we could do a whole show on this.
There could be a whole show on guitar players. Nothing to do with wrestling, but that's fine.
Oof.
But anyway, thank you very much for hanging out with us tonight. Don't forget to turn into the rest of the shows this week on The Rant. You got The Wizards coming up and The Rant on Tuesday. You got us on back on Friday. Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, guitar player. Of course, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, RantEMRadio.com, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. All the social media gimmicks are all on there. Hit us up. Go buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Even though it takes 2 weeks to deliver, you'll get one anyway.
Yeah.
And next week we'll be back with the Stan Hansen episode.
The whole Stan Hansen thing?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Because he has a fat wife and 9 kids, and we got to pay for his bills.
All right, guys. We're out of here. Have a great Halloween. Have a great rest of your week.
Yes, please.
And we'll see you next week. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.